Time for the Coach Philbin Show, presented by EverBank. EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Big thanks to Joe Philbin, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, for joining us in studio. Obviously, a tough loss yesterday, Coach. Everybody knows that. What's the message to the team now as you kind of try and pull everybody up and focus on the New England Patriots?
Well, we have to, you know, believe in the strength and chemistry and character of our players at this particular point in time. We're obviously disappointed in the result from yesterday's game, the outcome. And we just need to improve. We need to go back to the basics. There's nothing magical that we can do or say right now. We've got to go back to work and begin our preparation to play a very good New England team.
What's kind of at the front of your mind right now coming out of that game yesterday? Is it turnovers? Is that sort of the main thing you think coming out?
Well, that was certainly a huge part of the game, but we have to play better at the end of the ball game. We have to play better in the fourth quarter. We did some good things at the end of the first half. We came out strong in the second half, but we didn't sustain it in the fourth quarter. As I told the team, there's going to be a number of games I can't pinpoint out of the 10 remaining we have on the schedule, how many are going to be decided in the last couple of minutes. But clearly, we have to do better at the end of the ball game.
Coach, you mentioned the end of the ball game and the last turnover really turned the football game in the Buffalo Bills' favor. When you go back and you watch that play, what did you see happened on that play?
Well,
the breakdown.
Yeah, I have to give credit to Mario Williams, a very good player. He had a good pass rush move on that particular play. We felt it was second and eight near midfield, and they still had three timeouts left and a two-minute warning as well. I believe we snapped the ball with 2 minutes and 57 seconds left. So we knew they were playing a bare defense. We felt we could call a pass play and, you know, a five-step drop and get the ball off on time, but obviously that didn't happen.
There's a lot of things offensively that changed maybe for the Miami Dolphins a little bit more movement with Ryan Tannehill in the pocket. We saw some pass protection, maybe the tight ends and running backs in a little bit different mode. Did you see that those adjustments were helpful for the offense getting on track yesterday?
I think so. We felt good about our protection. Our quarterback still got hit too many times, John. I mean, we didn't have as many sacks as we usually have. However, he got hit too many times, so we have to have a cleaner pocket for him to, you know, go through his decision-making process and throw the football so he can follow through, step into his throws, have the proper velocity on the ball. So while we did, you know, on paper, he didn't get sacked as much. And we did, at times, you know, vary the schemes a little bit, but it wasn't really a dramatic shift.
Talking to Joe Philbin about yesterday's game against the Buffalo Bills, a bright spot certainly seemed to be Brandon Gibson, 5 catches, 40 yards, and 2 touchdown receptions. Very effective, especially in the red zone. It was kind of nice to see him emerge in a role like that.
He ran a really nice route on that, the one touchdown where we isolated a linebacker and we got the right coverage that we were anticipating. And, you know, you could see some of the real start-stop ability that Brandon has. And he just has a really nice feel for coverage. And he was able to get himself open, and then he did a nice job on the run after catch as well. And then the second touchdown pass was a good extension of the play by Ryan. And once again, Brandon, you know, you work the scramble drill and you train it and you teach it, but he sometimes just kind of has that knack of knowing where he needs to be, and he's kind of a term we use is quarterback friendly.
Another guy that has a knack for maybe getting behind defenders is Mike Wallace. We saw the 46-yarder Tannehill to Wallace down the right side, and that tandem seems to be getting closer to being able to connect down the field. And we also saw that set up some points before the half, and I know that's very important for this offense to keep building on.
Yeah, well, it was a good, you know, good execution on the route by Mike, and as you just mentioned, Johnny, he got behind the defense on that particular play, and it was a good throw, by Ryan. You know, spacing and the timing of the throw, as with any pass, is critical, but especially those deep ones, putting it in the right spot, and we were able to do that on that particular play.
We saw 25 snaps out of Deion Jordan yesterday. Certainly felt his presence at times. It kind of seems like every week he gets a little bit more comfortable. We see a little bit more out of him. He's out on the field a little bit more most weeks, it seems. How's the development of the number one pick going at this point?
Well, I think the thing you're noticing probably, Jesse, is his play speed, and that's something that as a young player you want to see steps in the right direction. I think he's playing faster, and we believe it's a function of the increased practice time that he's had. He's more familiar with things. He's getting a little bit more comfortable with his job responsibilities, and we're seeing some more productivity as well.
Coach, I know we always talk about turnovers, and you want to win that turnover battle, but sometimes a penalty can equal maybe the same result as a turnover, and that one on special teams hurt the Dolphins yesterday because it gave up field position that was valuable in a tight football game.
Well, we had a chance. We punted the ball from the 10-yard line, if I'm not mistaken, John, and we downed it on the 16, and it was still rolling, yes, potentially, so it could have been further. So it was, I want to say, a 74-yard punt, and I think we eventually ended up losing 40 yards of field position. So it was a big thing, and that was, I believe, the only time that their offense got the ball in the end zone on a touchdown drive yesterday was that 44-yard touchdown drive. So as you mentioned, it certainly was a critical play in the game.
All right, let's turn our attention to Sunday coming up, the New England Patriots on the road. Obviously, they've been the class of the division for some time now. What have we seen from the 2013 New England Patriots so far?
A lot of the same things. First and foremost, they're a smart football team. They're very well coached. Obviously, they have some good players at a variety of different positions. But I think you see the same formula. They're good on the takeaway, giveaway margin. They're always good there. They don't get penalized a whole lot, and they don't beat themselves very often. And that's the one thing that I think when you play them, you realize, and you have to be able to, have your team play in a very similar fashion.
Obviously, one of the first things you think about when you talk New England Patriots is their quarterback, Tom Brady. Now, he's coming off of two straight weeks without a touchdown pass, and that's puts a smile on all the Dolphin fans' faces, but they're still putting up points, Coach. And, what's happening around Tom to make that offense still be able to put points on the board?
Well, when they're most effective, they still have that balance. They're still able to run the football some. They're able to throw a screen here, a three-step here, play action, go empty the next sequence, and get their tempo going. And, they're best when they're moving the chains and taking their spots to hit a big, big play. That's when they really get their offense rolling. And there's still some signs of that, probably from, hasn't been as consistent as they'd like it to be, but certainly there's a lot of evidence of it on film.
Gillette Stadium. They're 3-0 there this year. You've had a couple of opportunities to go up there now, including last year. A little bit of a break in the weather, maybe going in October as opposed to December. But what kind of place is that to play? What are some of the challenges presented, aside from, obviously, the 22 guys that are going to be on the field for them?
Yeah. Well, they have a good atmosphere for a game day. They certainly have a good crowd. That'll be something we'll have to deal with. But I think the big thing is we have to go up there prepared to play our best game of the year. And if we do that, some of those other secondary things aren't that big of a deal. And, the game, we know we go up there once a year. We know we have to deal with the crowd and the location and those type of things. And that's just kind of life in the National Football League when you're in the AFC East. And so that's never, ever going to change. So we really got to focus on ourselves and going up there and playing as well as we can.
Makes a lot of sense. Dolphins and the Bills, that page is turned. Dolphins and the Patriots coming up on Sunday. Coach, really appreciate the time. Have a great week.
All right, Jesse and John, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
Very much. All right, Joe Philbin Show presented by Everbank, your home for banking, lending, and investing.